Welcome in. Glad to have you with us right here on The Roar on a Friday, January 21st, 2022. Glad you're here with us on Out of Bounds. William Quagamish, Kelly Gramlich, awaiting the impending doom of a couple snowflakes. Kelly Gramlich, a bespectacled Kelly Gramlich today. That's not what you say when somebody's just rocking stunishades indoors.
I don't even know what you just said.
Bespectacled?
I can't say that today.
One of my buddies, I was on a plane last night, and one of my buddies texted me. He's like, hey, what's that big word you use on the radio? And I was like, gullet from this week? And he was like, no, it's another one. And I swear, I made a list of like 15 words. He's like, I think it starts with an S. It's like, I'm going to read you what he texted me. It starts with an S. He said you use it talking about transfers or coaches like changing jobs. And it starts with an S. And it's a fancy
sacrilegious word.
It's a fancy word like attrition, but not that. And I can't figure out, I cannot figure out what it is. And that tells me that the words I use are too flowery.
Too SATS.
Too SAT. I fall in love with big words.
If anyone knows the word Quack used, let us know. Because I do not know.
That's right. I hesitate to even ask this question. How are you?
Well, I'm wearing sunglasses inside. I think I'm going to take them off now. It's just like the world's nicer if I wear them.
Oh, man.
It was an interesting last couple of 8 hours or whatever. And I want to hear about Clemson's win in Winston. That was a great win. I got to watch some of it. We had seven games total last night. So
yes.
And, of course, a lot of the Louisville-NC State stuff, which was a great game. If you missed it, you missed out. They'll probably play again in the ACC championship. Of course, we're talking women's hoops here. So I get back from Bristol to the hotel, which is right there connected to the Hartford Airport, as we discussed yesterday on the program, Quack. And get to bed around 1 and was going to wake up at 5. That's generally what I do. Get 4 hours, call it a day, good to go.
That's a normal night's sleep for Leslie Noh, by the way.
That's a normal Thursday night these days. Well, that's normal for Leslie. Leslie's stronger than me, it seems. Hotel fire alarm goes off at 3:20 a.m.
Oh, that is the worst. I got to be honest, man. I have anger issues, okay?
Quack, your response. I sent a Snapchat about it. I can't say on air what Quack's response was, but it was epic. It made me feel better.
That kind of stuff actually makes me want to go to jail for felonies.
Oh no.
That kind of stuff makes me so furious in my actual, like in the very deepest recesses of my soul.
Yes.
I feel the burning anger with a fire of 1,000 suns. I feel that, and it makes me want to go to jail for felonies.
You know when you wake up abruptly and you're not planning on it and you are just so confused for 20 seconds, 30 seconds as to where you are and what's happening and like what your name is and all these things. You just have no idea.
Yes.
So that happened. The fire alarm would not stop and I just decided to pack up and leave. So I just packed up my suitcase, walked over to the airport, went through TSA at 3:40 and sat on a chair for a while. So here we are. And the fire alarm could still be going off. I have no idea. I just sat there right by the McDonald's in the Hartford Airport.
Were you just staring?
Yeah, pretty much.
Just staring off into space. How many other people were there?
I was afraid to fall asleep because I didn't know if I'd wake up. So there were quite a few people standing in the lobby just so confused.
Man.
But I think I was the only one that just said bye. Had just packed up and was leaving.
Oh, mercy. Oh, man.
So we're here. We're going to have a great show. We've got some great guests today.
I'm excited. We have Brett Friedlander and Wes Durham here to talk ACC in the first hour. In the other 2 hours, Kelly, I'm telling you what, we're going to fix the NCAA.
Quack is in a mood to fix things today.
I teased this out yesterday.
And I'm fascinated.
I teased this out yesterday that I'm concerned that we are just... I'm almost maybe even more concerned than Jim Phillips that we are ruining expansion. No. We're ruining it because we are using language we don't mean that is easily refutable to try to argue for something that's inherently good. We need to start telling people what expansion actually means, and we need to start preparing the way, you know? People are going to get mad about this and say it's sacrilegious, Quok, to say this. We need a John the Baptist, okay? We need somebody out there telling us what's coming.
What's coming?
We need somebody out there preparing us for what's about to happen. Instead of just slapping expansion on there and saying, well, here's all the good it's going to do and blah, 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 blah. We need to be very specific and clear about what it is.
Quok.
And I know the on-ramp.
We need a John the Baptist. We don't need a Judas, Greg Sankey.
No, we don't. We don't need Judas. No Judas.
Okay,
yes,
so you
John
have the on-ramp.
Basically,
you have the first step. That needs to happen?
I know what it is. I know what it is. But not yet. Hour two.
Stay tuned.
Kelly, I was telling
Ben. Everything will be fixed.
I was telling Ben, and I just need to know what your threshold is for this. I did something today that I have never done. And I will not say where, and I will not say when, and I will not say what. Okay.
What will you say?
I left, and I need to know if you've ever done this. I left a fast food drive-through line between the order and the pickup.
It was that slow?
Have you ever done this?
I am not sure. I've definitely gotten in a line, and the line is so long, and I haven't even ordered yet, and I've left.
Yes.
I'm not sure I've done that, though.
I mean, normally, by the way, I'm not comparing myself to John the Baptist. I'm not the on-ramp. I'm telling you what the on-ramp is, okay? I'm like whatever was telling people, oh, this is John. He's going to speak to you today.
Whoever introduced John to people.
Yeah, John's assistant. I've never done that before because I always have thought if you're ordering at a restaurant, once you put that order in, you're locked.
Right.
Like you're down. And so when you sit in a long line to go order, you've almost opted in at that point. Like when you get to the microphone, right? When you get to that point, you're locked in. You're not leaving. Now, if you want to leave before that, like the line's slow or it's too long or you know what? Your wife's in the car and says, you know what? I want this, but not this badly. Let's go somewhere else. I get that. When the line though, like when you don't have to wait to order, and then you sort of roll into the back of a line and it still takes some time, it's a problem, okay? So I just want to ask you, how long would you wait in an unmoving fast food drive-through line between the order and the pickup before you would say, that's it?
This is an age-old question. At this point, with the Chipotle I'm looking at that I got delivered to the station, I would wait 5 years for this because it looks so good.
You would wait five years. 5 years.
Because I haven't eaten since the chair at 4:30.
That's interesting.
But in your typical line, I would say, okay, so from order to pickup.
How long would you wait?
If it's more than 5 minutes, I'm wondering if and a lot of people are dealing with this right now, the lack of employees and all that. I'm wondering if something caught fire. Like I think 5, maybe 7 minutes, and then I'm probably done.
Okay. I can tell you, I waited 7 minutes in a line where I was the fourth car. There was a car in front of the window, which tells me they're waiting on something. There was a car at the window. There was a car behind that car, and then there was me. And I can't stress enough, I legitimately did not have to wait for, like, to order. So whenever you don't have to wait to order, you're thinking, all right, like, obviously there's some cars in front of me, but it's not going to take forever.
Things are going to move.
Right? It's going to move okay. You know, this is not a long-standing issue at this particular establishment. 7 minutes, Kelly. I was waiting patiently for an arm. I just want to see that arm out the window or like a bag or a drink or something.
You didn't see an arm for 7 minutes?
Not one transaction. Did not move an inch for 7 minutes.
How many cars are in front of you?
three.
But
between me and the window, there's two. So all I need, like, they can do whatever they want with the 19-person order that the, you know, the red SUV was doing, like, past the window. I'm talking about you need to fill two orders and then mine. And it's been 7 minutes, and I have not seen an arm. I've not seen one transaction. I can kind of see the window. I haven't even noticed the window open, okay? So I don't even know that, like, is everybody alive in there? Did someone die as soon as I ordered?
I think that's a fair question. I don't really know.
And so that, like, that's tough. And again, I will wait in a line if I'm before the microphone, because if the line is long, then that tells me, you know, like I sort of make the decision on the front end. Do I want to wait in this line that's obviously long from the outset? But when the line is short and you still have to wait, that's where I'm out. I can wait in a long line, or I can get my food immediately. But I'm not going to wait in this short line where I order immediately and then have to wait 7 minutes. That was my threshold where I said, I literally can't do this anymore. And can I tell you, as I was pulling out of the parking lot?
You saw an arm?
I saw an arm. But
that's how it always happens.
I waited. I sort of lingered and stared deeply into the mirror, and the car didn't move.
Okay.
So it wasn't the whole order.
Oh,
there was
just half.
There was some traction. And as I passed the restaurant on my way by, I did not see any cars move. So, like, we're still going through this thing.
So, did you get lunch?
No.
You have no lunch?
I have no lunch. Because at that point, I was just mad.
You should have told me. I would have ordered you Chipotle.
Well, no, it's okay. At that point, I was just mad. And I thought, you know what? I could very well go to another place and have the same experience. And then, like, then neither Kelly nor I, like, Kelly's going to get in a wreck or something, and I'm going to be in here, and nobody's going to do the show.
Oh, my God.
Nobody's going to do the show. So I just didn't get food. It'll be fine. Water will be my sustenance today. Water.
Your mind really went to a bad place.
It really did. Well, I was so thrown. I was so thrown, just so completely and totally, like my entire worldview was sent into complete upheaval.
Mm.
Because I never done this before. I figure once you order, you're locked in. Somebody's going to have the awkward experience of getting my food or being asked if they have that, and they have to say, no, he left.
Of getting your plain hamburger
with
fries.
The plainest order that there is.
Or plain nuggets. I don't know.
The plainest order.
I really like this text walk. Texter says, I went through a drive-thru, ordered, paid, and the cashier told me, we didn't have the donut you ordered, so I gave you coffee cake instead, and expected me to drive off and be happy, as if my order was a suggestion. I'm not a Karen, but I needed that donut that day.
Nick, I've had a similar experience where
that's hilarious.
I went to a place and ordered a thing, and the waitress, I did not get my food. It was an hour and 15 minutes. I never got my food, ever. And I ended up having to pay because the manager was not working with me. This is probably 10 years ago now. The manager's not working with me. And the waitress said that because I ordered something wildly different from what I'd ordered, because I offered like a free appetizer or something, that it was okay. Like, I should be okay with how I was treated. Nick, I'm down with that. I'm down with that approach. It's not a suggestion. You can't just offer me something wildly different and maybe
caveat.
Like, oh, we're even.
I'm not a Karen, but it was tough.
I was today.
We're going to have Brett Friedlander on the next segment, Kwok. Do you want to tell us a little bit about Clemson's win last night?
Clemson was basketball was fantastic last night. They won by 22 at Wake Forest. Now, the first half was, it set basketball back some decades. I'm not sure how many decades, but it set basketball back some decades. There were, I want to say, oh, I do know this. Clemson committed 13 turnovers. Wake Forest committed 15 turnovers. And the combined total of made baskets for both teams was 12. If you add made free throws, the combined total of shots that went through the rim was 14, which was the average of the two teams' turnovers. It was 15-14 in the first half. Okay.
Oh, wow. I really only saw the second half. I didn't realize that was the halftime score.
It was 15-14. Clemson then scored more points than it had in the third quarter all season by five. The previous high-scoring third quarter was 23. They scored 28 in the third quarter. They scored 52 points after half, which is the most points they've scored in a half all season. And Joy Smith was acting head coach because Amanda Butler was in COVID protocols. So Joy Smith gets a first career win, which is fantastic. They held the leading scorer in the ACC, Jewel Spear, well under her average. She took, I think she was like 5 of 22 or 6 of 22 or something like that from the floor. And it was a really, I mean, Wake Forest, that was one of the most frustrated teams that I've seen in a long, that body language from some of the players was horrible. And not for, like, there are some teams that gave up before they came in to play you, and you could tell their body language was bad the whole game because you knew they gave up. This is a team that actually has played fairly well. They'd lost three in a row, but they had played fairly well. They'd beaten Miami at home. Like, they were a tough defensive team. And Clemson just stole their will. And it was a long time coming because they've been playing better, and that defensively in particular, they've been playing better. And now they take a lot of confidence into Sunday in Tallahassee against Rematch. Florida State. That's right. A team that lost to Miami last night.
Yeah, they did. I have Wake Forest on Sunday, so that'll be interesting.
Ooh. Let me know. Let me know how they feel Sunday, because I do feel like that was a beaten-up team last night at the end. That was a beaten-up bunch. Stay with us. We got a lot more to discuss. We'll talk ACC with Brett Friedlander. Don't go anywhere. More Out of Bounds after this.
Gilstrap Roofing has an experienced team that specializes in shingle, metal, and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 80 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
If you have been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, it's time to call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, to evaluate your case. The consultation and phone call are completely free. You've been through enough, and it's important to take action as soon as possible to get the full compensation that you deserve so you can focus on recovery. Call 864-654-3680 to schedule your free consultation with Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, and visit online at nicklaverylaw.com.
Warmer days aren't the only thing ahead. So is the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show. From January 27th through the 30th at the Greenville Convention Center, you and your family can get up close to the latest boat models for fishing, speed, and cruisers, as well as the latest in gear and accessories. If it's on the water, it's here. Only from January 27th through the 30th, and only at the Greenville Convention Center. Bring your kids. 6 and younger are free. Find out more at UpstateSCBoatShow.com.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Try the new Bo's Chicken Sandwich for just $3.99. It's so good and only at Bojangles.
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers return home to the friendly confines of Little John Coliseum as they play host to the Pitt Panthers. As we enter the midpoint of ACC play, the Tigers look to create some momentum into the next stretch of play with a win. Broadcast begins 30 minutes prior to tip. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
Right here on The Roar, 105.5 and 97.5, where every day is game day.
Friends, winter is here, and Elkmont Trading Company in Powdersville and Clemson is the perfect place to get all of your apparel and gear to get you comfortable through the season. Elkmont features great outdoor gear, clothing, and shoes from the brands you like: Patagonia, Free Fly, Bog Bags, Hey Dudes, Birkenstocks, Ray-Ban, and Costa Sunglasses. In addition, Elkmont features the Upstate's largest selection of own running shoes, And as kayak season approaches, Elkmont's knowledge and expertise with over 25 years of serving the local lakes is why you should shop Elkmont first. Hey, I always find cool new items for me and my family, and you will as well. At Elkmont, you can shop for anything from kayaks and lifestyle clothing to home goods, jewelry, and unique game day clothing. With two convenient locations in Powdersville across from Chick-fil-A on Highway 153 and then Clemson at 93 exit off of 123. There's always something for everyone at Elkmont, and go Tigers!
Your sports, your hosts, your station.
Second touchdown of the night, got a little crease in between the tackles. Boy, does this kid look good.
105.5, 97.5. We're the Roar, baby.
Some days you just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest. Sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just hold it. What all you've been given? Some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living.
Back here on Out of Bounds, our number one continues. We're going to talk with Brett Friedlander in just one moment. But first, Out of Bounds today is brought to you by Toyota of Easley. Go see them today, Highway 123 in Easley. They would love to help you out. You can buy your next Toyota online at toyotaofeasley.com. Find your vehicle, customize your payments, apply for financing, finalize your purchase, and schedule a pickup or delivery. There is nothing that is cooler, Kwok, in my opinion. Buy that new car and get it delivered. I love it. Go see him, 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. And check out that website. They can sell you a car completely online. Toyotaofeasley.com, where their name means a great deal.
We're going to have Brett Friedlander calling us here momentarily. We'll get him in. 654 Roar is the number on the Vive broadband phone line. 654-7627 if you'd like to get in as well. We have Friedlander coming up now. We have West Durham coming up in the final segment of Hour 1 as well. Kelly, I gave you a little bit on Clemson women's basketball last night. You, I know, were ensconced in the Louisville and NC State game, which we're going to talk to Brett about here in a second. What was your main NC State, what this is, again, top four matchup. This is the new Tennessee UConn of the country. This is the battle that everyone wants to see, NC State and Louisville.
Well, okay, I would say South Carolina UConn has kind of been the new Tennessee UConn. Now, UConn has fallen off. Paige Beckers is hurt. I think Louisville NC State has become like the new Duke Maryland in the ACC.
Oh, that's
but
that's fair.
Look, it's still that's an elite fair. Matchup, but neither of these teams is the favorite to win the national championship, at least at this point.
Right.
But it was a great game. It was a crazy game. I would have never guessed it would have gone that way.
If you are up double digits going to the fourth quarter, even if you're on the road like Louisville, you can't give up 31 points in the fourth quarter. And they did last night at NC State. Honestly, I know a lot of people are focusing on the NC State part of this. Just a total and complete self-destruction by Louisville, too. I mean, NC State made every shot. They made a lot of plays. And from what I could tell, because our games were a little bit offset, I couldn't watch a ton, but I watched a little bit of the end. NC State just totally took the game over, and Louisville had no answers.
They outscored Louisville 31-8 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And they were 5 of 6 from three in the fourth quarter. And this is the best three-point shooting team in the country, NC State is, and they really struggled early, so it kind of was a matter of time. But Louisville also collapsed a good bit. And we have someone who was there, Kwok.
That's right. We got Brett Friedlander. Join us, talk women's and men's hoops in the ACC. Brett, what's going on?
Not much. I just got finished watching it again and still can't believe that happened. You know, after three quarters, I heard, you know, at Reynolds, we're right up against the fans, and I heard somebody in the first row behind me saying, I just hope they don't get embarrassed here. They don't, it doesn't get too bad. And then the next thing you know, I mean, it happened so fast. That's the crazy thing. I mean, they were down 14 at the start of the fourth quarter, and they were within 1 point 4 minutes in. It was crazy.
It's it's a ridiculous story when you start talking about how Louisville really controlled the first three quarters and then it just totally blew up. Really, it didn't even take all 10 minutes. It was like 6 minutes or 7 minutes of time.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you attribute it to more? Was it the Louisville collapse or was it NC State getting itself in gear?
It was NC State defense actually playing with a little bit of intensity and not being intimidated inside, because that's really where Louisville did so much damage. And, it seems like every rebound, I mean, through three quarters, Louisville had 13 offensive rebounds, and I can't remember the number of how many points they scored off of them, but, you know, it was a very large percentage, and they just were just killing NC State, and all of a sudden, they just picked up the intensity. And last night, Wes Moore and a couple of the starters, Diamond Johnson and Jakia Brown-Turner, both suggested that this thing kind of started late in the third quarter when Wes basically got tired of the way they were playing defense, and he pulled out Kunane and Reyna Perez and Jakia Brown-Turner and put in some deep reserves. And they played hard, and they really kind of got the energy going up at the end of the third quarter. And it was almost like he was putting up the white flag, but as it turned out, it was like, hey, look, this is how you need to play. And then when they started the fourth quarter, he put the starters back in and they picked up the defense and, you know, they went into a full court press and once the ball got rolling, it was incredible how that momentum shift, you could just feel it.
Definitely. And I want to ask you about that, Brett, because you were in the building and I gave my game ball on Nothing But Net last night to the Wolfpack fans because I thought they were excellent.
Yep.
And they stuck with them. It can be very difficult when your team gets off to a really, really tough start. So they did stick with them. I mean, it was crazy on TV, but what was the feeling in the gym?
It was one of those things. And I don't know if you've ever been in a gym where it's so loud, you can feel it. But it was that way. Too bad, such a small gym, huh? Sorry, Courtney. But anyway, it was so loud in there and just so electric. You could just kind of feel the vibration of the sound. And you're right. That crowd never gave up on him. It's really shocking. It's jolting because the night before I went to the NC State men's basketball game against Virginia Tech. And they got down 15-0 in the first 8 minutes of that game. Now, they had an incredible comeback and had a chance to win the game on the final possession. But the feeling in the arena was like the fans just kind of, they had to generate their own excitement and their own energy. Well, last night, that crowd really, really willed them. And you know, it's funny, you know, you talk about teams with it. And it is hard to explain. This NC State team has it. You know, I go back to, you know, the South Carolina game at the very beginning of the season. That's a team that was playing without two starters, basically. And they darn near, you know, they played really well against a very good team. And then they start getting players back. And now you've got Diamond Johnson, who, you know, they brought all five starters back from last year. But you add this X factor in. They don't win that game last night without Diamond Johnson. And I think that she is the thing that is really has put this team over the top and turned it from, you know, a possible contender to a realistic contender.
Yeah, and I think Wes Moore has handled that really well because the portal can be tricky, but getting a player like her that's instant offense could end up catapulting them to the Final Four. And Brett, I want to ask you just overall, because I know you mentioned the men, and the NC State men are obviously struggling.
Yeah.
We've seen this at different places. We've seen it a little bit at South Carolina. The women win at a super high level, puts a little more pressure on Frank Martin. Like, you see it at different places. Is that happening with Kevin Keats at NC State?
No, it's not, actually. And Keats really has a mulligan this year because of Vandy Bates' injury. Listen, they've lost. They're 2-6 in the ACC. Five of those six losses... Only the Duke game was by less than, I mean, they were within one possession with, you know, inside the last TV timeout. And if you look at the way they play, You know, they're getting beat off the dribble, and you know, I think they really do need to kind of change their defensive philosophy. And one of the problems is they're so aggressive to the ball on the perimeter because they knew if they get beat, Manny Bates was back there to swat the ball away, and he's not back there now. And the other thing is they're playing 4-on-5 on offense, but yet that team is in every game. They've been in every game except for the Duke game, and you know, they're playing their behinds off. And a lot of times in this situation, you've got teams that basically just quit. They just say that's it, and stop playing. And this team hasn't done that, so he hasn't lost them. And then the other thing too is, look, they've had the black cloud of the NCAA investigation over their head since Keats took over, and last month that was removed. Well, you know, he's going to get a chance to recruit now without that, you know, being a question he has to answer. And so, you know, he's not under any pressure at all. He's not going anywhere right now. Now, if they don't show, you know, some, you know, serious improvement in the win-loss column next year, I would say next year was probably you better get to the NCAA tournament or you're going to be in some hot water. But right now, I think he's got a mulligan and you know, he's in a good situation, especially because his kids haven't quit on him.
Visiting with Brett Freelander. He's at BFreedACC on Twitter. Check him out. NSJOnline.com. He writes for the North State Journal. Speaking of schools in the state of North Carolina, I love this game tomorrow between North Carolina and Wake because, yep, on the one hand, you've got North Carolina who starts with the benefit of the doubt and has started to lose it. You've got Wake Forest who starts with no benefit of the doubt and is starting to get some and maybe a little bit up and down right now. What are some things to watch in that matchup between UNC and Wake in Winston-Salem tomorrow night?
Well, this is a crossroads game for both of these programs because UNC has got a coach, you know, getting on the job training right now and is really struggling defensively. And, you know, despite a good record, I think is in serious jeopardy of not making the tournament. And then you've got a school that hasn't, you know, been a factor for a decade now with a veteran coach that has really just kind of established an identity to a program that has not had one for a long time and is starting to really gain confidence. And, you know, they're 15-4. I mean, they're not on the bubble anymore. They're solidly in the field. And if they can put a brand name notch in their belt, that's going to, you know, open up a lot of eyes, I think. And to be honest with you, I think Wake Forest is the better team right now. UNC has got Armando Bacot, and you know, and he is a legitimate ACC Player of the Year candidate. But they've got no leadership. They struggle defensively, and they always say you can't coach effort. Well, you know, that's been Hubert's biggest problem, I think, because that team shows up when it wants to and it doesn't show up on, you know, every third game, it seems like. Wake Forest is going to pressure them and force them to turn the ball over. And if they do that, they have been great at converting turnovers into points. And that's been, you know, UNC's weakness. So I think this is a terrible matchup for the Tar Heels because, you know, their weaknesses are Wake's strengths. And they've got inside guys, Dallas Walton and Kadeem C, who can at least defend Bacot and maybe, you know, limit his productiveness. I just see that, you know, we'll see. You know, this is a big stage, and the last time Wake Forest played on a big stage, it kind of spit the bit a little bit when they played Duke. So let's see what they learn. But I really think that Wake Forest is ready to make a statement here, and UNC is in a heap of trouble. So I'm fired up about this, and weather permitting, I will be there for this one.
Fantastic. Look forward to talking with you about this one next week because I do think this could send both of these teams really in vastly different directions depending on the result. Brett, as always, we appreciate the chance to visit with you on a Friday. Enjoy your weekend. I don't know exactly how north or how west the storm system's going, but stay dry if you can, and we'll do it again next week.
I will. I've already got the bread, milk, and eggs, so we're all good for that. And then tomorrow at noon, you've got Coach K and Jim Boeheim, last time facing each
other.
Unless they meet for the ACC tournament. So, yeah, it's going to be a good day tomorrow.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks, Brett. Enjoy it.
All right, take care.
All right, you too. That's Brett Friedlander. I'm glad he brought that up.
Well, for them to meet, I guess Syracuse would have to win quite a few games in the ACC tournament to get to that point.
So we think. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Wes Durham. We're going to ask him if anybody, like any fan base, should be happy in the ACC. Because I feel like it's Duke and a lot of sadness. We'll discuss. Maybe Florida State.
Duke fans aren't even happy.
No, they're really not, because they just lost to FSU. More to come out of bounds. Hour one continues next.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With our maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. We take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Our plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic about septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
Stay ahead of the game and ready for your lawn's maintenance with a Wright mower from Landscaper Supply, the number one Wright mowers dealer in the Carolinas. Check out the lineup of Wright commercial and residential mowers at one of the great Landscaper Supply stores. Don't wait until spring to shop the Wright mower selection or get service on your current Wright mower. Landscaper Supply provides all of your landscaping tools and equipment. Easley, Greenville, Greer, Anderson, and Simpsonville. Online, landscapers-supply.com.
The average inch loss at the Health Fair is 17 inches in 30 days. That's straight off the belly. Our secret is we only target belly fat that causes stroke, heart attack, high blood pressure, diabetes, sleep apnea, even cancer. The Health Fair is so easy, you can still have your ribeye, baked potato, and your favorite drink. Sounds too good to be true, but we guarantee your waistline will shrink or your money back. This month, join the Health Fair and get a week's worth of groceries for free. Buy one program, get one free. Go to iDareMe.com or call 1-877-IDAREME.
Feel the wind with a Tohatsu portable outboard motor from McCurry's Outboard Repairs. Reliability, dependability, and simplicity is what you get in a Tohatsu portable outboard motor. Available from 2.5 horsepower to 20 horsepower. Tohatsu, the oldest commercial outboard motor builder in the world since 1956, with a 5-year factory warranty. See your local Tohatsu dealer. McCurry's Outboard Repairs at the Greenville Boat Show, January 27th through the 30th. Call 225-8704.
Warmer days aren't the only thing ahead. So is the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show. From January 27th through the 30th at the Greenville Convention Center, you and your family can get up close to the latest boat models for fishing, speed, and cruisers, as well as the latest in gear and accessories. If it's on the water, it's here. Only from January 27th through the 30th, and only at the Greenville Convention Center. Bring your kids. 6 and younger are free. Find out more at UpstateSCBoatShow.com.
It's bow time. The new Bo's Chicken Sandwich is so hand-breaded, so big league crunchy, and so good. Try it for just $3.99 only at Bojangles.
A lot has happened since 1963, including a load of bugs exterminated by Clark's Termite and Pest Control's team of professionals. Termites, roaches, and mosquitoes are at the top of our hit list, but we also remove ticks, fleas, and ants as well. Let us find the solution that's right for your home. Call us at 864-233-2847 or visit us at clarkspest.com. That's clarkspest.com to get rid of termites, roaches, mosquitoes, fleas, ants, and ticks from your yard and home. Get your free quote today.
We've all heard the expression, practice makes perfect. But at Kumon Learning Centers, we believe practice makes possibilities. Imagine what your child could achieve with math and reading mastery at an early age. No one achieves greatness by accident. They practice. Right now, enjoy free registration and save up to $50 at Kumon, where practice makes possibilities. Call 1-800-ABC-MATH to book an orientation today.
Your home for Clemson women's basketball. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome one continues out of bounds. William Guagamas, Kelly Gramlich. Appreciate Brett Freelander joining us. Wes Durham going to join us in moments. In hour two, we've got Joe and Doug Irwin from the Greenville Triumph. They're going to come on. They've got a great new stadium plan in the Malden area that is fantastic. And we're going to talk to them about it coming up momentarily. First, though, we got to go to our guy, Wes Durham. We've not had him on in quite a while. And I think the last time we talked was not even about basketball. So I can't wait to pick Wes's brain about some men's hoops, maybe some women's hoops as well. Of course, he's with the ACC Network, our very good friend, Wes Durham. What's up, man?
Clark, how you doing?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you? Everything going well?
Yeah, things are fine. I'm excited to be in Clemson today and tomorrow.
Yeah, do you have a we got lunch plans with the kid? Like, what are we having a nice nice father son outing while you're here?
He's probably playing golf.
No. Kelly, I got some standards on temperature.
Oh, I don't know any people like that.
No, you don't. Because your husband is clearly completely educated. I, however, am not. So, therefore, he knows when and where to pull the trigger. I just already set a bar and say, no, if it's sub 40, I'm not going.
Wes, I agree.
Yeah. No, Kwok, to answer your question, young Will Durham and I think we're going to eat dinner tonight, maybe, and maybe tomorrow night after the game, depending. Hey, look, that work schedule he keeps, it's when time is available is what we do. Let's go that route. How's that?
I like it. Let's start with this. Okay. We'll get your thoughts on Pittsburgh coming up a little bit later on, but I want to talk big picture here. I know Duke just lost to Florida State, but generally speaking, you feel pretty good about Duke. Is there any, let me ask, do you feel good about Duke? And is there anyone else you feel good about in the league right now?
Do I feel good about Duke in what terms?
I'm not really sure. Like, maybe in the context of the rest of the league, I'm just having a hard time finding joy in a lot of the teams in the league. Yes.
We're all having a hard time. Look, I feel good about Duke. I think Duke is the team right now. If, you know, we had to wager any kind of money, Duke would be the one we would all bet on to not only go to the NCAA tournament, but to make a deep run. I think Duke has limitations. I think there are a lot of teams that have limitations. I'm probably in the school that I've heard about here recently that thinks there's probably 12 teams that can win the national championship, maybe 16, because I do believe at some point it becomes a free fall. I think what has happened to Baylor and Gonzaga shows you that there are not this, you know, there's not this great behemoth running the yard, so to speak. So I think Duke clearly falls in that group of 12 that could win the title. I think in the ACC, I think Miami is legit. I think they're getting great guard play. I think Wardenburg and Jordan Miller and guys like that are helping McGusty and Charlie Moore and Isaiah Wong. I think Florida State has proven in the last week to 10 days that they're getting better. I think they're healthier. They're obviously very deep. That's their calling card. But I think they're also getting great play out of Raekwon Evans, which I think is something you got to have when you got a veteran guard. I heard Brett a little bit with you guys. I think Wake Forest is closer to being there than people realize. And I think the other thing is this, too. They only play they do get Duke twice, I think. I'm not looking at the schedule. They play Carolina the one time. They play State twice. They've already played Georgia Tech. I think Wake Forest has a friendlier run down the stretch here that can push Forbes' team into a potential double bye. And really, even though the league is not, you know, nationally what it's been, 50% of the games have been 5 points or less in conference play. Home teams have only won, I think, two more conference games at home than road teams. So we're starting to see, you know, a competitive nature. Now, is it competitive in that they're all just kind of the same? Maybe so, but I also think, too, that the competitive level will breed some really good basketball the rest of the way.
Wes, do you have a theory, and maybe you don't have enough time to expand on this theory, but maybe just an overview of a theory as to why the ACC is struggling so much on the men's side, and it's really been a trend over the last couple of years?
Well, I think the number one thing this year, Kelly, is they've only got 4 wins in non-conference play against ranked teams. I think nationally right now the ACC's bucket is not nearly as full as it's been. I think the other thing, too, is the last year and a half out of the, you know, we began the pandemic, the season a year ago, and now this season, the ACC has been the league where more players have evacuated than come into the league. In fact, in the games that I've done, I've made notes of players that no longer are with the team from a year ago and where they are. And the list is, I mean, last night I watched Indiana play. Xavier Johnson had a big game for Indiana last night when they beat Purdue. I've watched Arkansas play that has Chris Likes and another ACC transfer. I've watched, I've watched a handful of teams play, and it's almost like, oh, well, there's a guy who used to be in the ACC. There's a guy that used to be in the league. The number of players that got out of the league to go to a better deal when the portal opened up last year was a lot. And I would equate it to the guy, and obviously Clemson people are going to see this entirely different, but if you look at other football teams in the ACC, the other players have left other leagues to come into the ACC to play football. Think of that in the basketball analogy of the ACC has seen a lot of players leave the league. And right now, I think coaches are having to adjust, Kelly, too, to the new way you got to handle all this, the new way you got to roster manage. And I think that's a bigger challenge than people realize at this juncture.
It's a very interesting way to put it, and I think you're spot on with that. Visiting with Wes Durham here from ACC Network, join us here for a few minutes on the program. We talked about this a little bit in the football sense that when Florida State's down, Clemson's a little down this year, Miami's down, the programs you need to be at the tip top, when they're not, it's hard to get excited because it just gives that perception. And so we'll turn our attention to like North Carolina, for instance, who seems like a team that's kind of bumming its head. Virginia is in a bit of a down cycle. Louisville's mad as rip about Chris Mack. Syracuse is, well, we assume Syracuse is going to somehow find their way on the bubble. But right now, it doesn't look great. How much of this do you attribute to that? Like the programs that need to be good need to be good. And, it can't just be about Wake, and it can't just be about Miami getting better.
Well, I think the one guy you probably need to talk to get this perspective from a guy who gave it to me the first time is David Teal, Quawk, because DT 3.5 years ago, in fact, it was the ACC kickoff before the network launched, and he told me, he said, you know, while all this is great, we're still going to have to get through the Roy Williams, Mike Krzyzewski, Jim Boeheim, Jim Larranaga, Leonard Hamilton move in basketball. We've only had one of them. We've only had one of them. And, that's really something to keep in mind. It's kind of a unique twist we've got going here. So it's going to be interesting. But I think some of it has to do with, Carolina is definitely a program that's kind of resetting. Duke is going to reset next year, but it's still a reset. I do believe that the football analogy of, Florida State, Miami, Clemson, Virginia Tech all need to be good for the league to be good nationally. Sure, Carolina, Duke, no question. Louisville, that helps. You got to get your household name. Syracuse, you mentioned. I think there's a lot of truth to that. And here's the other thing, too, and, you guys can speak to this as well as I can. Since Syracuse and Louisville and Pittsburgh joined this league for basketball, there's been a blip here or there. But we haven't seen the sustainability of those programs, certainly not at Pitt. And I think Jeff's doing a really good job up there. I think it's a hard rebuild, to be honest. I think it's a longer rebuild than what Josh Pastner's had at Georgia Tech. But, Pittsburgh and Syracuse and Louisville, we need those schools to be good in basketball. That's not just a, appreciate you being here. Here's a T-shirt and a squeeze bottle. I mean, we need you to be, a factor in this. And I'm one that's hopeful that Syracuse can find a way, that Pitt can find a way, and certainly that Louisville can kind of shake the cobwebs loose here and be a factor as well. Because the more the merrier when it comes to this equation, for sure.
Yeah, here's a T-shirt, a squeeze bottle, and a check. So let's see where the wins are.
The check was in the squeeze bottle.
Gramlich, don't act like you didn't get the squeeze bottle, the ACC towel, and some of that when you were
playing.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, we got all the good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All the good stuff.
That's right. Long before the NIL showed up, Gramlich was taking all the squeeze bottle and beach towel ACC gear.
I was living in luxury, Wes. Everyone knows this. Okay, let's talk about Clemson Pitt. Clemson coming off the Boston College loss, and Tiger fans were not pleased with that. We'll just put it that way. Sure, and then, of course, the Syracuse loss as well. What's your overall analysis of where Clemson is right now heading into this Pitt game?
Well, I think you have to take the positives in that P.J. Hall has really kind of taken that next step, and I think he's worked hard. His numbers obviously are exponentially better than they were a season ago. And I know he's playing in a limited role because he's had some foot problems, as Brad said after the game the other night. Hunter Tyson's been bugged by an ankle. They got to get Alamir Dawes and Nick Honor cranked up. It's pretty simple for me. I think you've got to go find guys that can add to the fray. They've not shot it very well, to be perfectly candid. And you guys know this. They've not shot it well from the perimeter here in the last couple ball games, and have not shot it well in conference play from the perimeter. I think their defense has got to improve a little bit. But I'm also, you know, I understand who they've played. The BC thing, I'm sure, bugs you. And I get it. Games like that are going to bug you. But you got to process and move on. Tomorrow feels like a big game. Pack and I said it on the show this week. It feels like a big game because it feels like the winner still has chances to move forward before, you know, you get to February. Six losses, and all of a sudden, if you lose it, then you're thinking, okay, well, kind of where do we, you know, how do we figure into this? And so I think Clemson needs to take advantage of that. They're going to see a different animal tomorrow. Pittsburgh does not score it well. They don't shoot it well. They don't hit a lot of threes. But what the one thing they do pretty well, though, is they guard you. And we get an entertaining game with P.J. Hall and John Hughley, who I think Hughley is 6'7", 275. And he gets a lot of stuff around the glass. And he also does a really good job of scoring at distance. So I think those two guys will be fun to watch inside. And then I think Jamarius Burton and David Collins. Collins is the leading rebounder on the Clemson team in conference play. It doesn't look right on paper, but it is what it is. But I think David's come in and done some really good things. His shot selection at times, I'm sure, is frustrating for folks. But at the same time, too, I think he's an energy guy that can help you. And Clemson got, 25 off the bench the other night against Syracuse?
Yes.
That's not an awful number. That's not an awful number, but it's got to be a more consistent number. I thought Chase Hunter did some good things again. And Hunter's had a pretty good little stretch here of games. I'll be interested to see how much more he's involved in the process tomorrow, too.
All right, we got about a minute left with you, Wes. I know you mentioned those individual matchups to watch. Is there sort of a hinge point? In other words, if Pitt does this, they win. If Clemson wins this, they win. What are you focused on in that regard tomorrow?
Well, it's simplistic to say for Clemson, Quark, if they hit threes, they're going to win the game.
Sure.
I mean, right? I mean, it's that simplistic for me. If they can shoot it well, Clemson can win a lot of games in this league. But they have not shot the ball well, quite frankly, here in this recent skid. For Pittsburgh, I had them last Saturday against Louisville. I shouldn't say that I had the game because I wasn't there in person, but I watched the game like everybody else did. I just called it that way. To me, Pittsburgh wins with toughness. Pittsburgh wins sometimes despite themselves, if you know what I mean. I think it's going to be really interesting to see the temperament of the ball game tomorrow from a scoring perspective. If the scoring is low, if it's a slow scoring, plodding game, that's going to favor Pittsburgh. If the game becomes a little more open floor, ball movement, low turnover rate, that's clearly going to favor the Tigers.
No doubt about it. Wes, as always, we appreciate the chance to visit with you, buddy. Enjoy your weekend in Clemson, and look forward to visiting with you again real soon.
Thanks. And, hey, Quark, stay away from hotel fire alarms, won't you?
Oh, I certainly will. Look, I learned my lesson about 3:15 this morning, and I'm not going to say any more than that.
Wes, I'm sorry. What did you say? I was asleep. I fell asleep for that last little question there.
Yeah. Okay, KG. Be well.
All right. Thanks, Wes. We'll see you.
See you guys. Be well.
All right. Wes Durham joined us. That guy's great, man. Always gracious with his time. We appreciate his insight, too. Sorry about the fire alarm.
Yeah.
That wasn't me. Checks in the mail.
Not your fault,
Clark. Guy who pulled
Not
it.
Your fault.
All right, in hour two, we are going to visit with the Irwins, who have an exciting announcement. They've made an exciting announcement regarding a new stadium and what's new with the Greenville Triumph. So we'll discuss that with them. Also, we talked about we're going to fix the NCAA. We're going to fix the playoff. We're going to fix a lot of stuff today. I have figured out the perfect transition, and I dare anyone to find any flaw in it. Kelly will try her best in hour number two. Stay with us. Much more to come out of bounds after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
In a pandemic world, weight loss companies are preying on the public, lining their pockets with expensive programs. At the Health Dare, we've dropped our prices to get everyone healthy, no matter your budget. We'll even help you reverse your symptoms and lose dangerous belly fat, starting at $100 a month. This month, sign up for the Health Dare and get a week of groceries free. Because at the Health Dare, we care, and we believe it's all about you. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Go to idareme.com.
I'm John. You may know me as a commercial lender, but I'm also a craftsman and a dog dad.
At Park National Bank, we're more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number. You get personal attention and direct access to a caring, compassionate banker who respects and responds to your needs and goals. Find John or a banker near you at parknationalbank.com. Park National Bank, where you mean more. Member FDIC, parknationalbank.com.
Being without your vehicle due to an accident, a dent, or hail damage can be a hassle. If that happens, the George Coleman Ford Collision Center is there for you. With the customer service you get from their sales and service teams, they handle insurance claims or take care of you personally, just like you'd expect from a family business around for nearly a century, with a 100% guarantee and no hidden fees or extra fees. Call the George Coleman Ford Collision Center at 610-2655.
It's a new year. It's time to start training for the Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K. It's coming your way March the 12th. It's going to be a fun day. You need to go ahead and sign up. You can go to gogreenevents.com. Sign up. We've got a half marathon. We've got a 5K. And this year's something special, a kids fun run. 10 and under, absolutely free. The kids are going to get a nice medal. So you'll have some places available to sign up for that. We do have a limit this year, so sign up today. We're so thankful to be sponsored again by Santee Cooper and all the gang at 313 Cafe. Now, 313 is going to do it again. We're going to pick up our packages on that Friday, the 11th, and we're going to have a party at 313 all afternoon long as we get ready for Seneca's Half Marathon in 5K. You make your New Year's resolutions and stick to it because you can do it. You can do your first 5K or your first half marathon. Sign up today, March 12th. It's going to be a fun event. Come on out and hang out with the City of Seneca at Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K, March 12th. Check the website or Facebook for more information.
Saving at the Home Depot means you can do more for less. Like upgrading your kitchen with a top-rated Samsung kitchen suite, a smart range with air fry, a smart cooling system refrigerator, and a dishwasher with advanced quiet cycles. And with free delivery, the savings come to you. Shop in-store, online, or in the Home Depot app. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last. Valid 1-6 through 1-26-2022. Free delivery on orders of $396 or more.
Earn more per hour when you start a high-paying manufacturing career with Sun.